Aircheckdownloads.com.
And Bryce on Radio 1, come back to what you know. Hello, good morning. 8 minutes past six. I'm Chris Moyles, the saviour of early morning radio on BBC Radio 1. This is Ben, my lovely producer.
Hello.
Wearing his bloody rip curl jacket again. I didn't mean to say that word, by the way. I meant to say...
Flipping.
No, I didn't even mean to say that. Wearing his... I meant to say the word trendy. And the word bloody came out. I do apologise. This is why my girlfriend never understands me when I get into an argument with her. I go, trendy hell!
Sorry, it's warm. Keeps me warm.
That's all right. Look, you know, you wear it all the time. You look like somebody out of a Cliff Richard summer holiday movie.
Not.
It is very 60s, don't you think? In a modern way.
It's a surf jacket.
It's a what?
It's a surf jacket thing.
It's a surf jacket. I know we've had a bit of rain recently, but that's just taking the mickey, isn't it? The heavens opened yesterday, by the way, in London. The heavens opened in the afternoon. You were sleeping. You won't have noticed a thing.
No, well, it was absolutely hissing down when you went off to sleep in the
hissing
morning.
Hissing down?
Yeah. Cats and dogs then.
Oh, I see. Jesus was crying.
Absolutely.
In heaven, and the tears were falling down. That's probably what it was. And I just got out of the shower and in my bathroom, and I live in a big apartment block, and there's a bit in the middle, so like a square apartment block, and in the middle, there's just like all the bins and stuff, so the bathroom window opens to basically this echoey long tunnel, because we're on the sixth floor, all the way down to the ground floor. And the thunder went off. I literally thought part of the building had collapsed. Because all of a sudden, I got out of the shower and I just heard... And I thought, oh my God, what's that? And I literally ran out of the bathroom in a towel and my flatmate goes, what are you doing? And I'm like, what's that? What's that? She goes, thunder.
And there you were in all your glory.
Dribbling wet in a towel.
Lovely.
Breast falling out over the top.
Oh, please.
It's a horrible sight. Ugh. Seriously, me naked is a horrible, horrible sight. Never, ever look at a naked photo of me, whatever you do.
When's that out?
July. In case you haven't heard this great story, I was persuaded by the radio and press officer, Paul Simpson. That's Paul Simpson. Paul Simpson. Paul says to me, Chris, Sky Magazine want you to do a naked photo of you. What do you think? I think it would be fantastic. What do I think? What, you think I'm nuts? Look at the size of me, for God's sake. Imagine looking at Bernard Manning naked. Exactly. And that would be the same result. But foolishly, I thought it would be funny to do it, so I did it. And I saw the pictures the other week. And I'm really starting to regret it now. It doesn't come out till July, so I have to 6 weeks to lose 3 stone. So when the pictures come out, they go, blimey, you look really fat. And I go, yes, it's fake cosmetics. It's surgery, yes.
Better ring up about that gym then today, shall I?
Oh, yeah, we're going to join a gym. We pass the gym on the way to work every day. The three of us all come in. Ben, Dave and I come in the same journey into work. Well, different parts of London, but we go past this gym every day on the way into work. And it looks like a very, very nice, plush, luxurious type of gym. And that's the type of gym that I need. I need a gym that I can go to and basically enjoy my surroundings. Because when I go to the gym, I don't do any work. So I need a gym that is nice with a pool and a sauna and a jacuzzi. I love those jacuzzis. Because we've all sat in the bath and farted. But the jacuzzi is just like, it's just like the ultimate. It's like letting rip. It's like if I'd like 14 tins of beans. It's great, isn't it? Have you done that thing in the bath? So I'm really sorry, by the way, if you're eating your breakfast, but somebody might be in the bath actually listening. Have you done that thing when you're in the bath and you close your legs and you trump in the bath, right? And you close your legs. And you feel the bubble go all the way under your legs and then pop up just next to your knees. I can't be the only one who's done that, surely. Please tell me I'm not the only one. You've done it, haven't you?
I haven't.
You've done it, see? We've all done it. We've all been in the bath and thought, oh, there's one going to come. And you wait and you stir it up and you just go, and then boom, big bubble comes between your legs. There's no feeling like it on earth, is there? I'm sure it's good for the water. I'm sure it is. A soothing quality. Say ho! Say ho! Aircheckdownloads.com.